Yomar Rabba, next case. Mar goes through different cases of Kinyan Chatzah by Get. Yomar Rabba, Shalish Midais Begitten. There are three cases where Dine Gitten are different than elsewhere. First is the one we just had. Adam Rebbe, Kluta Kimishoncha Pligi Rabbanu Alei. Despite the fact that generally the Rabbanan disagree with the concept of Kluta Kimishoncha, and immediately in Shabbos they disagree. Avachacha Mishomenturehu Vahaminter, it's adequate, the fact that it's a Machinaminter, and that the Gemara already said earlier. So Hayaisi said that, the Gemara brings the rest of his members. Hadam Rav Chisla. Noatz Kun Kana Bishus Hayachit. Somebody put a high stick, a pole, in the Bishus Hayachit. Baraisha Traskel, and on the top there's a basket. Now Rashi, I don't see where Rashi says it beferish, but the Mefarshim, the Rashba, the Mashal, the Marshal all say that Rashi is not Gairis Baraisha Traskel. About the Marshal, but certainly the Rashba and the Marshal say Rashi is not Gairis Baraisha Traskel. So we're just talking according to that, a stick, or a stick with a Traskel. Let's see if it's enough Gemina. V'zarach v'noch al gabav, and someone either the get in case of gittin, or any object in the case of Shabbos, v'noch al gabav, and it landed on top of the pole. Afilu gvaya me'ama. What does it mean? It's me'ama. It means it's higher than the walls around. There are walls around the chatzar. If the pole would be lower than the walls, so then it's pshita. It's in the avir of the chatzar. It's pshita that it would be good, but here we're talking that it's higher than the walls around the chatzer. Chayiv l'fishu rishusay on Shabbos yichayiv l'fishu rishusay yachadai l'ayv l'rakia. We have a klal that although rishusay rabim is only 10 tefachim high, rishusay yachid continues ad l'rakia, goes up all the way. But hani mili liyin Shabbos. That's true l'gabi hilchus Shabbos. Aval hacha, but by gittin, no, mishum eturehu, no limit. So this is the Gemara's din of Noatz Kana. And here, the Marshal, Ramshif, the Rajbo all jump on this Gemara with the same kasha. They all ask, what is the difference between a case where I have a high pole and it lands on top of the high pole, which the Gemara says is not good, and the case on the top of the Amid where I have a roof, I have a building, and on top of the building is a gag. And the Gemara said that as long as it comes pachas mishloisha samach lagag, as long as the get four flutters down to within three tefachim of the roof, presto, I'm kind of it when it's within three tefachim of the roof. Isn't that exactly the same thing? What's the difference if it's a pole that's 100 amas tall or a house that's 100 amas tall? Either way, if the top of the top, what's the difference between the top of the house and the top of the gag?
It's not down.
What's not down? The pole. Yeah. Pole is not Davidal, and therefore, what's the whole chiddush in the Shabbos or in Hilchos Shabbos? In Hilchos Shabbos, the chiddush is that Rishis Yachadai Ayla Rakia.
And therefore, it's worth Davidal.
And therefore, it's not Davidal. So baget. Why shouldn't it work by get?
Why should it not work
by get? Why is it that does not work by get? What's the hazard? What's the image of a lens on my roof or a lens on my pole?
You said
talking about a person put up a pole and it's in his rishus and his yard.
It's like very high up.
It's only not a svara hamufrachas. It's not.
That's what a person considers the rishus. have to follow the house, he stays there, so pick it up.
Yeah, I understand. A person's house is certainly his rishus, but why wouldn't a person's pole be his rishus?
A little bit above it,
but also. But if I put up a pole that's all, then there's no reason I shouldn't consider it my rishus.
Yes,
okay. I don't know. The Avnei Miluim, it's a cut in Dalit, and Kuf Lamed Tes Dalit, talks about what does it mean, Holoi Minter? It's not Shomor. So he brings a Beis Shmuel, the Beis Shmuel says, Holoi Minter means from Ganovim. Which means to say, on a roof, so I go on my roof. When I go into my house, I go on my roof. I make sure Ganovim don't take it. But I can't climb a pole. So on top of the pole, I can't be Shomer from Ganovim. Because if I have a guy who knows how to get to the top of the pole, I can't. I don't climb poles, so that's why it's loy minter. Let's say he brings from the Beis Shmuel. What's the problem with the Beis Shmuel? What's the problem?
Same way.
Do I have to be able to climb a pole? For chotzam mishtemeres, what do we say all along? The Avnilu says, what do you mean? We're talking the whole time. Chatzam Ishtemeres doesn't mean I can't stop a Ganiv. If a Ganiv comes in, he's stronger than me. There's no Chatzam Ishtemeres. Chatzam Ishtemeres just means that if I'm standing there, I tell him that's private property, that's adequate. Ishtemeres doesn't mean that a person who wants can't come through. A person who wants Ganiv can get through. It's just I should be able to say it's private property. Stay out. So he says he doesn't understand. If I have a chotzer, the pole's 100 amos tall, and the wall's only 20 amos tall. So that's a chasar in the chotzer mishtameres. So he says that he doesn't understand the Beis Shmuel. And he learns that it means it's like minter means mizika from wind, which is really Rashi says it. He brings from Rashi. Loi minter here means it's loi minter from the wind. And on top of the pole is a wind. So, how are we going to deal with this? So we have to ask ourselves, if on top of a roof, the get lands, and it's on my roof, or in my chatzah, the get lands, and a wind could blow it away. If a wind would come, it would blow it away. Am I kind of... Huh? Something lands mamish in my chad, the floor of my chad, on the floor of my gag. And a wind could blow it away. Am I kind of? I think so. Yeah, I'm kind of. It lands in my hand, and a wind could blow it away. I'm also kind of. When you're talking about the avir, in order for the avir to be kilumunach ba'ara, it has to be minter from a wind. When you're talking about it mamish in the chatzer, then there's no problem if it's loy minter mizika. There's a problem if it's not shomer from the wind. So the answer to the Rashba's kasha is, what's the difference between a gag and a pole? The answer is that on a gag, once it lands on the gag, who cares if it's shomer mizika? If there's a wind right now, I won't be kind of, but right now there's no wind. It landed on the gag. So I'm kind of it. It's good enough. If it lands on a pole, if the pole doesn't have a traskel, it's not dalet al dalet. It's not a makom chashiv by itself. So the chiddush here is that if it's not shomer mizika there, that's not good enough. If it's not shomer mizika on top of the pole, that's not good enough. It's not a makom chashiv. L'chayra, this is a mahalach to understand. We'll see in a minute that I think it's the kavan of the mashal, that's the difference in the two cases. When something is mamish in my mokum chasher, in my chatzar, in my gag, then you're kind of. If something is on top of a pole, which is not a rishus by itself, so then it has to be shomer mizika in order for me to be kind.
Why?
This would be a pushed away to learn. Yes.
Why is it shomer mizika?
Because that's really in the avir. Chosen Hashem is in the avir, it has to be Shomer Mezika. It has to be able to land. The pole is no different than the avir. It could be kind of like the avir could be kind. No. If you accept the idea that on top of the pole is not dalet al dalet, makes it less chashuv, so then this hesber would make sense. Now there are easier ways out of the kasha. There are more I hate to use the word balabatish, but balabatish ways out of it. Like the Maram Shif says a very simple teretz. He says generally on a roof, once it lands, the wind doesn't blow it away. Generally, on a pole, if it lands, the wind does blow it away. It's just a mitzvah difference. If you have something on a high pole, look at a flag on a pole. It's fluttering in the wind. On a pole, the wind does blow it. It's a mitzvah difference. And on the floor of a roof, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So it's not so much a derech to blow away. Okay? It's a mitzvah chilek. Or the Marshal also said makes a mitzvah chilek. He says, on the pole, where I'm not going to go, it's just going to stay there till the wind will eventually blow it down. On the roof, where I'll go on the roof, I'm going to go there. It's minter. People go on the roof, and the meila, the person will stop it before the wind blows it away. So these two terutzim are not because I say they're posh the terutzim. I don't mean they're not emes. The Marashah and the Rav Shif say it's not a lomdu shechilik. It's a mitziyistik shechilik. Either like the Maram Shif, it's windier on top of poles than on top of roofs. Or like the Marsha, people go to top of roofs, so it's winter mezika, people don't go to top of poles, so even if it'll take a week, eventually it'll blow down from a pole. And tachy dark. So these are two simpler tools.
How long does it have to be immersed?
How long does it have to be in my rishus to be kinder? That's really the question. Once it lands on the gag, how long?
Doesn't have to be there for like 1 second.
It has to be there. Well, that's good for what we're talking about. What I'm saying, you're asking the Marsha and Marav Shif's
Turetzim?
Yeah, well, the Marav Shif and Marsha are both saying that it has to be mint or mizika. It doesn't matter if it does stay or it doesn't stay. It has to be that a rough mitzvah, you won't blow it away. That's what you
mean.
What?
Even after.
It has to be the moment it lands, it's mint or miruach mitzvah. Now, it might be a calm day, it won't blow, but it doesn't matter what ends up happening. It only matters that it is a place that's shomer mizika. The place that's the issue. Now, so this is the Marsha's teretz, the Marav Shif's teretz. If you like the teretz, I have no problem. It's a fine teretz. I just wanted to understand the Marsha's teretz. We had earlier in the Gemara Pachas Megimel, the truth is, the Gemara didn't use the word lavut. We all know that there's a concept in Hilchos Shabbos of kol teich gimel kolavet dami. In Hilchos Sukkah, if you build a wall of a sukkah and you hang a curtain, that's seven. A wall has to be 10 tefachim. If it's seven and a mashahu, and it comes to within 3 tefachim of the ground, so lavut means now I have a wall of 10. I have the seven and a mashahu of the curtain. It's within 10 of the ground. Lavud says it's a mechitza. Or more than that, Gemara says you can make a mechitza with strings. A person wants to make a mechitza. You take a string, another string within three of it, another string within three of it. As long as you do strings within three of each other, it's a mechitza. You can have a sukkah like that. You can have a sukkah that's totally transparent. You can see through it. You put four poles, and you put a bunch of strings all around, a bunch of times, till you get to 10 tefachim. That's a kosher sukkah. 100% kosher. Why? Because Lavud says that it's a mechitza wall. Right? Lavud, that's the din of the lomdis. Talchum should have seen that. Talchum should have seen that. What? There's no thickness. The thinnest string you could find. The thinnest string you could find, as long as it's only baruch mitzvah, and you could build a sukkah that way. He told a story about the guy who built the sukkah that way with the strings. His wife told him it's not a sukkah. He said, it is a sukkah, it's a mechitza. He says, Nishka mechitza. He said, yeah, it is a mechitza. You're just not a lamdin. You don't know it's a mechitza. Strings are a mechitza. So fine, she had no choice. She sat in the sukkah. She put in the table and the chairs and the light and everything. And they ate this meal and they go to sleep. In the morning, everything's stolen. So she says, you see, I told you it's not a mechitza. So he thinks a minute, he tells her, you know, Mustam the Ganiv was an Amoritz like you. He doesn't realize he's a mechitza here. I didn't love it. Anyway, so this is the din of Lavud, which the Marshal plugs in here. The Marshal says a very interesting thing. The Marshal says, Ein laharech b'dechukav. You shouldn't spend time on the Marshal who's such a big daichik. So I don't know if we should be marech b'dechukav. At least we should understand the Marshal. Marshal says a few words. Marshal says the following. Okay, the question is, what's the difference between the roof case, where the get flutters down to within 3 tefachim of the ground, and we say, within 3 tefachim of the ground, it's love and it's shamor, a koshkin on the roof itself. Mashekin traskel, the traskel, or you go, yeah, traskel is traskel, but on top of the pole, where it's not good. So the Marshal says, when it comes to within 3 of the ground, you're working with lavud anyway. So he says, once you're working with lavud, me'achar sha'asol ha'Torah kinoch. The Torah says you have to imagine it as if it's resting on the roof, even though it's not. Hu adin daso einu mishtamer k'mishtamer dunya. K'mishtamer. The same thing, just like we have halacha moshe m'Sinai, that the get is as if it's on the ground. So that means it's imaginary. We're imagining as if it's kilo, it's on the ground. Hu adin, if it's ainu mishtamer, wind could blow it away. Part of lavud is that we imagine it ki'ilu, it's mishtamer. So what are the words of the Marshal? That on top of the pole, it's ainu mishtamer, no good. There's no lavud there. On top of the roof, it's talking that it's in the air. It's within 3 of the ground. It's fluttering down to the ground, to the gag, and it's within 3. So now it's a lomdisha hanacha. It's in the air. In lomdis, it's kilu munach. So just like in lomdis, it's as if it's on the roof, in lomdis, it's as if it's mishtamer mezika. Really, it's not. But lomdis, it's a lomdisha, like this man would tell his wife, right? A lomdin would look at it, and it's mishtamer mezika. Right? That's a shtek mashah. Now, whether we have a right to extend lavud and say it's as if it's on the roof or not, to say it's as if it's mishumer, I'm not going to fight with the Marshal. Marshal says that we can extend lavud that way. But what is the logic problem with this Marshal? Assuming we accept such a concept, then once you say lavud, it's kilo, it's on the ground, so lavud makes a kilo, it's mishtamer. Why? What say laharach b'dechuka? So what you're both saying basically is the Marshal comes out the queerest thing. This get is fluttering down. When it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, it's a get, kilu, it's mishtamer. What's it lands? Ois lavud. Now it's ainu mishtamer. Is that what he's saying? Does anyone be within 3 tefachim of the top of the pole? It's within 3 tefachim. So now we're going to say, it's within 3 tefachim, it's kilu, it's on the pole, and it's kilu, it's mishtamer. And then once it lands on the pole, no more lavud, it's ois mishtamer. You understand? It doesn't make any sense. That when it's within 3 tefachim of the roof, the dinei lavud make it an imaginary mishtamer, and when it lands on the roof, it's ice mishtamer. And could it be worse on the roof than within 3 tefachim of the roof?
He's saying the roof is mishtamer. He's letting the roof is mishtamer. I'm saying the lavud makes it the same halacha as the roof, as the thing underneath. So the roof is mishtamer, was in Paris lavud, it's mishtamer.
When you say it's mishtamer, you mean what? The mitzias, the wind can't affect it? Or in din? What? The mitzias, he means? Or in din? So that's why, the way I understand the Marshal, I think that's what the Marshal means, that the Marshal is a daichik. What do you mean? Within 3, it's kilo mishtamer. The way I would understand the Marshal, what he means is what I started with. When something is mamish on the roof, mamish on the chotzer, mamish, then it doesn't matter if the wind could blow it away. If I have something in my hand, you ever heard such a thing, I have something in my hand, I'm going to be kinda? You say, no, you weren't kinda, a rough mitzvah could have blown it out of your hand. That's not true. If it's in my hand, and there's no, right now it's in my hand, right now the wind's not blowing it away, I'm kinda. If a minute later blows it away, finished. In the hand, mamish, there's no problem of wind. On the roof, mamish, there's no problem of wind. Marshal saying that when it's within three, it's ke'ilu, it's on the roof. So therefore, memela, it doesn't matter that the wind could blow it away. Mashenken on the traskel. And Marshal, the one who says that would not goyris traskel, it's just a pole. It would be a traskel, could be the same as the roof. It's dalet al dalet, it's a makam chashuv. We're not goyris traskel. Who cares if we are goyris traskel or we're not goyris traskel? This is what we're saying. Marshal says we're not goyris traskel. If there would be a platform on top of this pole, it would be the same as a roof. And I would say, who cares if the wind could blow it away? As long as it landed, it's done. Because when something is landed, it's finished. You're kind of. It's only that there's no traskel. It's just a skinny pole. Landing on a skinny pole, it's not a bakim chashuv. This idea that Zika doesn't matter is not true. So there, that's the difference between the roof and the pole. According to the Marshal, Marshal calls it daichik. According to the Marshal, the Gemara here is it's much more of a chiddush haGemara than it would have been like anybody else. According to Marshal, the Gemara is saying, on top of a pole is not the same as on top of the roof. When it lands on a roof, we don't care if the wind could blow it away, as long as it lands yikaina, and even within gimel also. When it lands on top of a pole, a skinny pole, well, we do care. It's not munach yet. It's not munach yet, and it's not mishtaber mezika. The zika, the wind could still blow it away. So the way the Marshal learns, I think, is very gishmak. If you hear this explanation, Marshal is very gishmak. The way the Marshal and the Maram Shif learn, I find it's also good. But it's not such a big chiddush. They're telling us a mitzias. Then on top of a pole, winds blow more than on top of roofs. All right. That's also a din. According to Marshal, it's telling us a halacha. That we care on top of a pole if the wind could blow it away, even though we don't care on top of a roof. So I think that it's a little bit of explanation of why the Pshat of the Marshal and why he cares so much to not be Goyris Bereisha Traskel. Because the whole thing is based on not being Goyris Bereisha Traskel. Okay. Maybe. But that was Pshat of the Marshal too. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayta. Hashem, Marshal didn't understand the Marshal this way. If I didn't know, that's why he says it's a daifin. V'hadam Rav Yudam Mishmol. The third memra. L'yamir adim v'gagzeh v'yiflait me'gishom v'gagash l'chaveren. Don't stand on your roof and take the rainwater from your friend's roof. K'shem she'diyayrin chalukim u'mata, kach diyayrin chalukim mu'mailah. So the way Rashi explains, this is talking Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, Rashi's masber that there are two rishusim. We know min haTorah you're not carrying from rishus rabbi rishus hayachid. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to carry from one person's property to another person's property. So this is Rabbanan. You're not permitted to carry. Let's say. My house, the front top step of my house is Rishus Hayachid, and my next door neighbor, it's attached houses, also has a whole porch there. So let's say he wants to borrow a container of milk, so I can carry a container of milk out to my front step. So I want to hand it over the railing to him and let him take it into his house. What's the problem? It's all Rishus Hayachid. Min haTorah, there's no problem. Midrabanan, it's awesome. With Rabbanan, it's also to carry from Rishus HaYachid of one ownership to Rishus HaYachid of a different ownership. And so this is the Rabbanan. If you have a bungalow colony, which has a solid wall all around it, and you want to carry from your bungalow to someone else's bungalow, it's awesome. You can't carry from one person's property to another. Unless you make it a Ruvei Chatzeres. You can make, hopefully, some of the bungalow colony makes it a Ruvei Chatzeres. But without a Ruvei Chatzeres, there's an issa to carry from one person's property to another person. The person's in an apartment house. If there's no Erev Chatzeris, you're not allowed to carry from the apartment into the hall. The hall is owned by everyone has rishus to go there. The house is just his personal property. Without an Erev, it's also to carry from the apartment into the hallway. A lot of people don't know that. Now, you're allowed to carry in the hallway. Let's say somebody leaves a key under the mat in the hall. There's no problem. He can pick up the key, can unlock his door. He just can't carry the key in. If he doesn't, he can hide the key. He doesn't want to leave the key under his mat when he's inside. He could take it three floors up and put it somewhere. He can carry all around the hall. It's just us from the hall into the apartment, or from the chazer into the apartment.
The keyhole.
Keyhole is churei rishus of the outside rishus. The halachi is if you have a hole. Let's say you're walking the street and there's a wall with a hole in it, and the hole doesn't go through and through; it's just reachable for rishus rabin. Churei rishus rabin, rishus rabin. It's the same thing to rishus rabin. So, what? It depends how thick the wall is. If it's rishus b'fayatz, maybe. Keyhole certainly not rishus b'fayatz. At any rate, that's the halach. He's a machlokes if this applies to gagos too. If Chazal asked it even on roofs, Tosfos Springs at Taftosis, Rav Shimon, who says Gagim Rishus Echadei. Rav Shimon in the first parak in the Mishnah in the ninth parak of Erevin holds that this Sisid Rabbanim doesn't apply to roofs, it only applies to commonly used places. But the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say it does apply to roofs. So the Gemara says it's also to carry megagai, megagzev, yitle megisham, megagish lechaverik, shevshid yurin chalkul nomad, tekach yurin chalkul nomad. Just like the owners are different underneath, so the top of the roof, the owners are different, and the mela is an ism. So that's linyan Shabbos. Now Tosfos brings, and even if you hold, you're allowed to carry from one roof to another, but you're not allowed to carry from Reuven's roof to Shimon's roof to Shimon's chatzah. Because even if you hold by roof, there's no way to say that's from Reuven's roof to Shimon's roof. But now Reuven's roof to Shimon's roof to Shimon's chatzah, that's us. That's how Tosfos learns the issue. So be that as it may, either like Rashi or Tosfos, honey, milli, linyan Shabbos. This is all talking in Hilchos Shabbos that the two roofs are separate rishus. Avalitnyan get. But now we have to switch to get. So what's the case of get? Gittin is one owner on both gagas. Man owns two roofs, smuchen zeh lazeh, two roofs there. He owns two attached homes. And he told the woman, you're going to be kind of the get, I'm going to throw it onto the roof. So he designated one roof that he's going to throw it. So he told the woman, there are two houses next to each other, I want you to be kind of the get that I'm going to throw on roof number one. And he threw the get, and it landed on roof number two. So the Gemara says, when you get Mishum Kepedahu, the Kulihai will cap the inch. So what's the Gemara saying? Now think about this for a minute. What's the case? The woman doesn't own any roofs. But the husband says, look, I want to give you a get. So I'm going to throw the get onto the roof of this house. Hishila Hamakim, he lands in a place. He throws the get. Instead of landing on her roof, it lands on the roof right next door, which is also his roof. So what does the Gemara say? Kuli hai lekapti inchi. Well, I would phrase that in English. I would say, what is he, some kind of meshugana? He cares this roof or that roof. Kuli hai lekapti inchi. Land on this roof, land on that roof. Either way, he cares which roof she's kind of with. That's the way I would express the Gemara. It makes a lot of sense to me. Does he care which roof? He doesn't care which roof. So this roof, let it be that roof. Kubiyai lekapti inchi. Yeah. Why is this different than Rashi is the kasha? Why is this different than if it's two mekaymas, like we said yesterday? Why is it different if he has two chatzeres or he has a roof and a chatzer? Well, be exactly the same case. He says, I want you to be kind of the get on this roof of this building. And he owns the courtyard below as well, and he owns a second roof. So what we're saying now is, when it blows onto the second roof, When it blows onto the second roof, we say it's a get. He doesn't care. He didn't need dafka the one roof. Could be the other roof too. Why does he care? That's what the Gemara says. And if it doesn't blow on the second roof, it blows down on the chotzer below, then we say it's not a good get. Because chad mokim mashal inchi, trade mekayim is like mashal inchi. He only meant to give her the roof, not the courtyard below. Somebody has to explain what's the difference. What's the difference if he means to throw it on the roof and it blows onto the next roof and lands on the second roof? Or if he means to throw it on the roof and it lands on the yard below? Well, am I not coming now? Rashi says, Ein Tashmish Ragel. No, why? That people don't use roofs, so they don't care so much about roofs. People use chatzeris, they do use chatzeris. So that's the chiluk. The chiluk is, that's what Rashi says. Roofs, people don't care so much. Chatzeris, people do care about.
My personal sense, yeah. The only reason it's more than one cut is because you have that long of the chiluk that the roof go up in the house. My personal sense, do you think he has two chatzeris in
him? He has two roofs. So look, he phrased it, I'm going to throw it. The words he said is, I'm going to throw it on this roof. Or if he said, I'm going to throw it on this. What? What did he say? Then what's going on in this Gemara? Well, what do you need this Gemara for? If he said I'm throwing it on the roof, so that's the roof. What's the question?
She made a kinyan on one side. Now the question is that
can you
work for both?
The question of Kenyan. The question of Maisa Kenyan. So let's see. We're learning. We learned on Yamid Aleph, we learned on Zion of the Days, that she has to do a Kenyan first to be Kaina. So what did she do when she did the Kenyan? What's the Gemara's case? She did a Kenyan on what? On one gag. No? She did a Kenyan on two gags or on one gag? No, help me figure that out. I'm not telling you the Chidushim. Just trying to figure out the case in the Gemara. What did she do a Kenyan on? On one gag. When she did a Maisa Kenyan, she said... I have an attached home. The top of my house is a roof, and the top of my neighbor's house is a roof. Now, what? That's the whole case. On Shabbos, it's awesome. Because God said, he will be that said. I understand. Therefore. You mean there's no wall between them? Yeah. I'm asking, there's no wall. It's one big open roof. So what happened? She went up to the roof, and she did a Kenyan. Which Kenyan could you do on roofs? She did the Kenyan Sefiras. She did, we said, if you bring your things there, you're kind of. So she went up to the roof, and what's normal to keep on a roof? She put her lounge chair there, I don't know. What? So she went, she put her lounge chair on one roof. So the Gemara is saying that she did a Maisa Kenyan on the roof. She didn't do a Kenyan on the chatzah below, that pasha. So she's going to be Kenyan on the roof now. The saying is, Stama, when she makes a Kenyan on one roof, the says on the roof that's on top of one building, she's kind of the other roof also. She's kind of the other roof too, because in the Maisa Kenyan, she's being kind of both roofs. Is that what the Gemara is saying? That's what you know to Gemara. That when you do a Maisa Kenyan, you're kind of both roofs. So therefore, that's what you learn in the Gemara. Tell me, just how do you learn that? How do you learn this Gemara? What's going on here? Huh? Is that the way you learn it? She does a Kenyan on one roof, so she's kind of the second one. But shaking the chachatza below, she wasn't kind of.
That's how you learn. Because of
okay, I have no kasha from the make shaman case. I'm asking you about the get case. When you say one, so what's the word gagze, gagze? And is there this roof on top of one house, roof on top of the other house? They're just open to each other. They're totally open to each other. They look like one roof. That's true. Okay. So she does a kinyan on one, she's kind of the other. That's the way you learn the Gemara. So what is Rashi saying? Rashi's saying, why is it different than before? The Gag and the Chatzar. So Rashi says, because Gag and Chatzar, people are makdis. Gag and Gag, people are not makdis. Why doesn't Rashi say because Gag and Chatzar need two separate kinyanim. Even if people are not makdir on the Chatzar. If you do a kinyan on the Gag, it's not a kinyan on the Chatzar. You always need two kinyanim. Even if he's not makdir, even if he tells you, b'kanim my Gag, b'kanim my Chatzar. A kinyan on the Gag is not a kinyan on the Chatzar.
On the ground, as much as we see, that person's makdir on one Chatzar, only one kinyan.
Let me see that. Let me see the Gag. Okay. We're arguing an old argument. I just keep, you understand what I'm saying. The kud I want is there are two ways to learn this Gemara. I'm not sure which is the right way. One way is that the woman made Maisei Kinyanim before him. She did Kinyanim. She was kind of, every time we talk about Chad Mashalin, she trailer Mashalin, she was talking about a person who did Kinyanim before him. And if so, we just tried to figure out why were you kind of. The other way to learn, which originally you learned the Gemara, sounds like he's lending other place for the kinyan I get. Not that she did any formal kinyan beforehand. Now that's a problem. You ask the kasha, how was it her gag? Some ask him. So go on this kinyanim. It's just the problem is, if they are kinyanim, so we're going to have to say that we do a kinyan on one side of the gag. Since they cap the inchi, it's automatically a kinyan on the whole gag. And then the Gemara is good. The Gemara is very good. The Gemara's chiddush is, you do a kinyan on one side of the gag, you kind of the whole gag. The shenken gag and chatzar, you're not. Fine, it's a good chat in the Gemara. In Rashi, it's a little bit of a problem. Because Rashi says, Hodam yulel trey mekoyimis loy mishli inchi, mishum kpey dahu, yesh rashi chatzari, makbid abesai. What's the havamina there that you claim of both? What's the havamina? You need a separate kinyan for the chatzar. Unless the kinyan sudr, maybe it means with a kinyan sudr. If you did a kinyan sudr, the havamina, if you do a kinyan sudr on a gag when you claim a chatzar?
Or maybe the other way,
Certainly you're kind of gag, you're not kind of chatzar. If you're kind of gag, you're not automatically kind of a chatzar.
He's
not selling me. He wants me to make sure he wants the husband and wife to become a guest.
I understand that, but if he's selling the whole thing, you have to make two separate things. So the question is, when he's lending it to you, is he lending you everything, or is he lending you only one deal? So the same. Don't you see that?
I think we can argue about it. I don't want to get bogged down in the argument, even though only because I want to get to the next Mishnah. What I'm telling you is that all these sugyas of kapti and like kapti, either we could learn the sugyas that it's a function of the kinyanim, or else we could learn the sugyas that it has to do with the kapedus of people. With the capacious of people, and that somehow our imagination of how people are makbid, the way things are in the 21st century, is different. The time of the Gemara was different. Because here I'm going to have people telling me that if you give somebody a gag, you do give the chatzar to them. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. And then on Ayin Zayin, they're going to tell me, when you give someone a chatzar, and there's a piece of wood there, a pisla, no, you don't mean to give the pisla. Right? You only mean to give the chatzar, not the pisla. But if I give one gag, I do mean the other gag, and I do mean the chatzar even, if not, one kinyan will be enough for the chatzar. It's a mechadishtik way to learn. It might be correct. You showed me in the Miri and the Chizhirim. The Miri and Chizhirim learned this way. They were talking here, and she made a kinyan beforehand. She made a kinyan. And what's the whole sugi sagamara? Chad mokim mashli inchi, trey mokim mashli inchi. It's the taich of the kinyan. Why do we say stoma? A man gives a woman a kinyan of an area to be kind of with. What does he mean? Whatever she was kind of. She was kind of only chadmok and not two places. On roofs, he means the whole thing. Because who cares? We use roof very little anyway. So when you give someone a roof, you give him the whole roof. And when you give a chatzar and a gag, they're separate. So it's the correct way to learn. It's just... It just comes out that the difference between chatzar and gag and gag and gag is very simple, and Rashi saw fit to explain it anyway. Okay, so this is the end. This is the third time we have this chad mokim mushli, trey mokim mushli. We had Ayin Zayin on the days. We had it yesterday on Ayin Tes. Now we have it a third time. Now the Gemara goes to one last case. And we're sort of finished with the first half of the parak. Amar Abaya, Shtei Chatzer Zul Lefnim Zul, Pnimi Yishalach Yitzayin Yishalai, Umachitzis Achitzayin Yis Oitfais Ala Pnimi Yis, Vizarku La Kibish Yigil Avir, Umachitzis Achitzayin Ahari Zem Gureshes, Maitama Pnimis Gufa Umachitzis Achitzayin Kamintura, period. If Abaya stopped here, it would be easy. The first half of Abaya's memory is very easy. What's the case? You have, imagine a villa. You have a place with a big wall all around it. And within that place, she has harishus inside. Harishus has a lower wall than the outside wall. So it's very, very simple. A man throws a get. Now, when the get gets into the avir, now, Kozman, it's over his part of the villa, of this whole area. Our father, she's not Kaila yet. No, the Gemara, you can misread the Gemara. You could think, Kiva Shegia La Avir Chitzayna Kaila means it's inside the avir of this big wall. As soon as it gets in, she's Kaila. That's not what it means. It means it's over her property. It's over her chatzar. But it's higher than her wall. Higher than her wall. So really, it shouldn't be Kaila. But it's within the outer wall. So you have this big outer wall, and inside you have a lower wall over her property. So the chiddush is, when it goes over her rishus, she's kind of, even though it's higher than her wall, but since the outside walls are shein mezika, so mamela, that's good enough that she's kind of on the inside. I don't know why Rashi doesn't explain this. Rashi is very brief over here, and I don't know. That's the way. What? What do you mean? Rashi says, "Mechitza chitzayda kaminta ragila l'shtam." Yilkev mishubadais hein la v'kanuva means. This outside wall, she has right that the outside wall should watch her inside chatzar. So once she has those rights, so the mela is kind of fine. That's Rashi's lush. So what I'm going to do? Taisus comes along. He says, "Loved after." So I'm going to do better than Taisus. Has got a bit of shad. Anyway, this is the easier case. If you accept this shad in the case, at least this is the easier case. Why is the second case? Mashenke b'kupas boxes. Shtei kupas zubas azu. Panimi yishalach yitzayin yishalai. Bizarak la. So let's get it straight. The inside one is hers. The outside one is his. Bizarak la. So you have to picture it. Okay, two boxes. My time enough. It didn't land in her box. And the chinuch may have it. What happens if it lands? Still, it shouldn't be good. Kelav shalikeach b'shus meichahu. What does that mean? What's kelav shalikeach b'shus meicher? It means it's her box. She's the lekeach. B'shus meicher in the box of the meicher, which is the giver, which is the husband. Kelav shalikeach b'shus meicher, it shouldn't be kainah. Hachamayaskina b'kupa she'en la shulayim. What does that mean, b'kupa she'en la shulayim? Whose box has no shulayim? The outer or the inner? The outer one, that'll be the easy way to learn. The outer one has no bottom. So memela, the inner one is not in the outer one. Because the inner one is on the ground. So the outer one has no shulayim, so why do I have to imagine such a case? Because I want to tell you that it has to come into the keli of the pnimi. The outer one, shmir, is not good enough by boxes. It's only good enough by houses. But it doesn't mean that there's shulayim to the outer kupa, because there's shulayim to the outer kupa. Now, I have to tell you, just for the record, the Rambam learns that engla shulayim means the inner one has no shulayim, which at first glance makes no sense. Who cares if the other one is better? If her box has no shalayim? At first glance. So the Pshetlof explained the Rambam that the Rambam is really saying that since it has no shalayim, nobody's machpid where she puts it. There are no kapedis. If it has shalayim, there are kapedis. If it has no shalayim, there are no kapedis. So the Meila, the Lekech, doesn't mind she puts it there. Which, again, is a hard shot to understand. It has to be a Tarchatzah. And it's the Lekech's box, and the Meicha's box, and the Lekech inside. This is all in Shitas Rambam, which is not, all the other Rishonim don't say that way. We're going to learn the way it's brought down in Halacha, which is like the, not like the Rambam, and the simple way to learn. That we have here a case where the outer box has no insides, the inner box does have insides, and that's the Gemara. Okay, let's deal with this case. Okay, outer box, inner box. All right, you want to be kind of something, love dafka gittin. You want to do a kinyan in your kalim shalom kind of like a chatzeray, but your box is in the box of the meicher. So our Gemara is saying that it doesn't work. Unless it's in the Shalayim. But otherwise, it doesn't work. That's what it says in the Gemara. Now first of all, the Ran says, B'Shem HaRamban, that this Gemara is talking, B'Karka Shalom. It's in her property. B'Karka Shalom. It's in her property. In her property, you have these two boxes. So you have to picture the case clearly. You have three layers. The property is hers. The outer box is his. The inner box is hers. Okay? That's the case. That's what it says in the Ram. Now, the Beis Shmuel says, we'll learn from here a din to Hilchos Choshen Mishpat. That, let's say you would have the same thing in the Choshen Mishpat case. It's my property. Somebody says, it's my property. And I want to be kind of with my keli and my property. But my keli is in your keli. Exactly the same case. I'm not kind of. Why am I not kind of? Because you see from this Gemara that if my keli is in your keli and that everything has a shalayim, then I'm not kaimah. So Beis Shmuel says, from here we learn it in, Tachayshu Mishpat, that it doesn't work. This is the Beis Shmuel's Pesach. Sounds Pasha? Not Pasha. What? You're saying it's illogical. But the Raya is a Raya? No. No, you hear, I'm not telling you anything difficult. I'm just telling you, the Ran says it's her chatzar. So the Ran says the Gemara is talking, her chatzar, then his box, then her box. Is that complicated? You guys never played with big boxes and little boxes, you fit one in the other? No. Very simple case. You have her chatzar, his box, then her box. Zakti Gemara, if everything has a shalayim, you're not kind of. Her box in his box is not kind of. So to Beis Shmuel, if it seems a very innocent thing, tu adin in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat. If I want to be kinder with my keli and my property, it can't be in your box. Okay? What does that mean? That means if you pull your car into my property, and I put my box into your car, and you pile in merchandise, so my keli is not kinder. It's my box, it's in your car. Your car is your box. It's not kinder. Rabbi Kivager and Avni Maluim reject this. What is Pasha? He's not telling me more than Gemara. Gemara, what's around? Okay. But he's telling me the Gemara. They say it can't be. It can't be such a thing. It's not true. The Raya seems like such a beautiful Raya. And they say it's not true. So they say two things. Kivager and Avi Maluim say a little differently one from the other, but basically they say the same. They explain why it's not true first, and then they have to answer up the Raya from this Ran. You have to do two things. First of all, why is it a true? We have a shaila, which we had here in the Gemara, and we had earlier. If Caleb Shalakeach, Rishus Meicher is Kayim. Right? That's a shaila all over Shas, it's mentioned. Caleb Shalakeach, Rishus Meicher. Not our case, but a case of just one box. Caleb Shalakeach, Rishus Meicher. You can have the reverse. Caleb Shalakeach, Rishus Meicher. Same type of shaila. What's the shaila? That's the question. If it, the property belongs to A, and the box belongs to B, we have a rule that Caleb Shaladim is kind of kachatzu. We have a rule of chatzu is kind. When you have a box of one person and a chatzu of another, what's the shaila? The Rush learns it's a suffix. It's a suffix. Do we say the box is bottled to the property? We go bust a property as the ikar. This is hard to say that. The ikar is whose property it is. You know, the box is a small thing in a property. Who cares? Or do we say the reverse? That the property is bottled to the box. Then who cares whose property it is? The merchandise is in the box. This is a svara like this. This is a svara like that. The Rush says it's a suffix. It's a suffix. Do we say the property is bottled to the box? Do we say the box is bottled to the property? Which should be the ikar? There's a svara like this, a svara like that. It's a suffix. Elish Tate and Rush. Saptav Nimaluim and Rabbi Kivanger. So it's a suffix which is bottled to which. Then, in our case, Mamanashach. Mamanashach, the lady is the owner. No problem. The outside chotzer is hers. First box is his. Inner box is hers. Mamanashach, the owner of the inner box, is Kaima, by Chesha Mishpah. Mamanashach. If you say boxes are bottled to Rishusim, then it goes according to the owner of the chatzar, which is her. If you say, no, we don't look at the Rishus, we look at where the merchandise is. So then we should look at the inner box, which is also belongs to Lekeach. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Avni Meluim, the truth is in Ketzai Sachayshin, by Hilchis Kinyin, Keel Shalkai, the Rishus Meisha, they all say the same thing. They say, if you have such a case of three, Mamanashach, the Lekeach is kind. If you own the outer chatzar and the inner box, you claim Mamanashach. Either the ikar is the outer chatzar or the ikar is the inner box. So it must be that you claim. And it's very mistaver. It's very, very mistaver. If you learn the Gemara this way, if that one is buffled to the other, it's very mistaver. The only problem we have is what? The Chesha Mishpah, yeah. Good. Very good. So this is, would be the din of Chesha Mishpah. Riki Vega, Mimulum say for sure. I and our Gemara. What's doing with our Gemara? Why is our Gemara different? So to Riki Vega, our Gemara is different. Because here, it's Nichsei Malug, this Chatzah. This Chatzah is Nichsei Malug. The Baal has, it's not just the Baal putting his box in someone else's Chatzah. The Baal has bailus in the chatzar to keep his box there. The husband's box in the chatzar is an extension of the chatzar. So an Al Gemara was saying that when the husband puts his box in his nichsei malug, but he has a right to put his box, then her box inside is a case of kel shalakeach v'shus meicher. You can't say that it automatically is kind. That's dafka this sugya by gittin where it's her chatzar to the very gishmak. It's takah chatzar, but he has rights to it. So here we say it has to be a mishalai for it to be a good deal. Other chesha mishpat cases, they say it's black and white. Certainly according to the Russian explanation, which they say is the ikala halacha, that we don't know which is buckled to which. So then certainly in this sandwich case, it certainly would be the way that, like Rabbi Kivag and other people would say, very gishmak, way of analyzing what's going on here. Yeah, we spent the month on Kinya Chatzar and other things that have are related to Kinya. Well, really, I'm saying with this the sugya of Kinyanim, these 2.5 blad are not Kinyanim, they're Kinya Chatzar, because the other Kinyanim, Dalet Amis and Yad and Kaili, they're all basically in Simta, they're all extensions of Kinya Chatzar. And basically, we're finished with this. Tomorrow we'll do get Yashan, which is a very short sugya, and it's Hashem, the second half of the perek has to do with the actual ksivas I get. It's totally new sugyas, and we have a few weeks left. Hopefully we can kind of